It's the Darlington and District Talking Newspaper on Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2026. And hello, this is Richie Hawkins here with this week's edition. Welcome along. And the rest of this week's cast, the two readers, Felicity Stevenson and Paul Knight. We've got some items of What's On produced for us by Kate Grogan. And the news editor this week is Rebecca Britton. Magazine's going to be slightly different. I'll tell you about that when we get there. For now, no other announcements this week other than to tell you that for your local chemist opening times, you can, of course, dial the NHS non-emergency line on 111, where they will be able to furnish you with the necessary information. And a reminder that the time to draw your curtains and switch on your house lights is between 8:30 and 9 in the evening. So we will move straight on to Kate's What's On guide. And she starts with Sunday the 10th of May, 10 until 4pm, Keld Heritage Centre Swaledale Geology and Landscape Day, a morning session comprising of two short talks by Stephen Clark and Les Knight covering the geological structure of the Pennines and the impact of glaciers. In the afternoon, there will be a guided field trip around Keld area looking at the geology and lead mining. Bring a packed lunch or order sandwiches. Charge is £20 per person. For more information, see keldheritage.co.uk website or email helenguy47@gmail.com. Tuesday, May the 12th to Saturday, May the 16th, at various times, the Darlington Hippodrome, glorious! Florence Foster Jenkins is about to blow your mind and possibly your eardrums. Dubbed the worst singer in the world, Glorious is the true story of American socialite Florence Foster Jenkins, who was known for her flamboyant costumes, enigmatic performances, and decidedly off-key voice. Glorious follows Florence's journey as she prepares for her concerts, builds an unlikely friendship with her accompanist Cosme, and defies her critics to follow her dreams. Starring Wendy Peters from Coronation Street as Florence Foster Jenkins and Matthew James Morrison from EastEnders as Cosme McCoon. Tickets from £20. The Touch Tour is before the matinee on the 16th of May. Wednesday the 13th of May, 2:30pm until 3:30pm, at the Darlington Library in Crown Street, Allotments, a potted history talk by Carol Marley. Join Carol for a light-hearted talk about the history of allotments from Anglo-Saxon times to the present day. Carol, a retired nurse, has a keen interest in the social history of growing, preserving and baking. Having had an allotment for over 20 years, Carol can also share her hands-on experiences and the joy of growing your own fruit, vegetables and flowers. Tickets are £3, available through the Eventbrite website. Thursday the 14th of May at 7:30pm at the Forum in Darlington, Hilarity Bites Comedy Club presents Elaine Robertson, Delulu. Delulu was Elaine Robertson's debut Edinburgh Fringe solo show and won the ISH Edinburgh Fringe Panel Prize. County Durham-born Elaine Robertson was a finalist in the Channel 4 Sean Locke Comedian of the Year, has been described as a natural comedy performer by Chortle, and having daring, indelible stagecraft by the Edinburgh Laughter Bulletin. Tickets are £10 from the Forum reception or call 01325 363 135. She's also performing at the Whittam in Barnacastle on Saturday the 16th of May at 7:30pm. Call the Whittam for tickets. And the 15th of May to the 17th of May, Groove Fest is taking over Darlington for an unforgettable weekend of live music. Hosted by venues across the town centre, Groove Fest brings together bands, musicians and DJs for a full weekend of celebration of sound, rhythm and community. From intimate gigs to high energy sets, there's something for every music lover. Mainly free, but some will need paid for tickets. For details, go to darlington.gov.uk/town-centre/events. That's the look at the What's On guide this week. Thank you to Kate for that. Now it's time for this week's news. It's been collected by Rebecca Britton. It comes to you by kind permission of North of England newspapers. You are listening to the Darlington and District Talking Newspaper.
Here are the news headlines for the week ending the 6th of May. Darlington Memorial Car Park described as a nightmare. Darlington Quiz Night raises £2,000 for refugees. Unlocking Treasures in Darlington shortlisted for award. Two arrested after car crashes into police car in Darlington. Hello, this is Paul Knight. Darlington Memorial Car Park described as a nightmare. Patients and visitors have described parking at Darlington Memorial Hospital as a nightmare after fines were issued to drivers parked on double yellow lines, verges and footpaths. The reaction follows reports that several vehicles were left with yellow parking notices on their windscreens last week at the Hollyhurst Road site after being parked in what the County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust called unauthorised or restricted areas. The Trust said enforcement is necessary to keep routes clear for emergency vehicles and pedestrians, warning that drivers who park in such locations risk receiving a parking notice. It has also announced plans to introduce a new ANPR parking system aimed at improving traffic flow and the overall parking experience. However, many Northern Echo readers responding to the story said the issue lies with the lack of parking spaces rather than driver behaviour. "Anyone try to park there, it's a joke," one commenter said, while another added, "That car park is an absolute nightmare, always has been." Several people said they are forced to arrive long before appointments just to find a space. "You have to leave at least an hour to get parked," one commenter wrote, while another said, "I was there at 8 a.m. and there were no parking spaces at all." Others highlighted the pressure this puts on patients, particularly those attending important appointments. "You wait months for an appointment, and when you get one, you can't get a car park space," one person said. Another added, "People get worried they are going to miss their appointments, panic and just park." Some criticised the issuing of tickets under these circumstances. "Talk about kicking people when they are down," one commenter wrote, while another said, "Imagine you're coming for chemo and come out to find a ticket." The Trust has said it recognises parking can be challenging at busy hospital sites and has asked for patience while improvements, including the ANPR system, are introduced. A spokesperson for the Trust said, "We recognise that parking can be challenging at busy hospital sites and understand the frustration this can cause. Drivers who park in unauthorised or restricted areas at Darlington Memorial Hospital risk receiving a parking notice, particularly where vehicles are parked on double yellow lines, pedestrian footpaths or in locations that may obstruct access. These routes must be kept clear to allow emergency vehicles to access and leave the site safely and to ensure safe access for pedestrians." But many people disagreed in the comments section and called for hospital parking to be made free. "Free parking at all hospitals. We own them," one commenter wrote, while another said, "You shouldn't have to pay anyway."
Hello, this is Felicity Stevenson. Darlington Quiz Night raises £2,000 for refugees. A quiz night has raised around £2,000 to support people seeking sanctuary in Darlington. The sold-out event was organised by Darlington Assistance for Refugees, DAR, and took place at St Augustine's Parish Hall on Saturday, April the 25th. Funds raised will go towards helping people seeking sanctuary in the town. David Walker, CEO of DAR, said, "DAR's mission is to ensure Darlington is a place where everyone seeking sanctuary can belong, feel safe, and thrive. Over the last 10 years, we are proud to have enabled over 700 people to do just that. We can only achieve that with the relentless hard work and dedication of our volunteers and the generosity of those who support our work. Hosted by Quizmaster Lee Morris, the evening brought together supporters, volunteers, and members of the community for a night of friendly competition. Funds were raised through ticket sales, a raffle, and the sales of homemade cakes and bunting crafted by Dar's sewing group. He added that events like the quiz night demonstrate the strength of community support for people rebuilding their lives in Darlington. He praised the efforts of everyone who contributed to the event, including attendees, donors, bakers, crafters, organisers, and volunteers. DAR is a volunteer-led charity focused on helping people seeking sanctuary, settlement, and connection, and hoping to thrive in Darlington. It provides practical assistance, community activities, advocacy, and partnership, working to help individuals and families build a sense of safety, belonging, and independence. Supporters can find out more about the charity and its work by visiting darlingtonrefugees.org.
Unlocking Treasures in Darlington, shortlisted for award. A Darlington jewellery boutique, known for its handmade silver pieces, has been shortlisted for an award. Unlocking Treasures has been named among the finalists in the Northern Echo's Best Independent Retailer 2026. The shop on Skinnergate is run by Californian-born founder Melissa Flint and offers customers boho-inspired designs and carefully chosen products from other small businesses across the region. It is her first permanent retail space after building up a strong following online and at local markets around County Durham and Darlington. The business will celebrate its first year anniversary in July. Melissa, who now lives in Newton Aycliffe with her family, said, "Unlocking Treasures is all about creating special, personal pieces and giving other independents a place to shine." She said, "We offer a range of handmade pieces and unique local finds. I make handcrafted sterling silver jewellery and permanent bracelets. And then we have a whole room called Local Treasures, which is filled with products from other small businesses. It's a bit like a little treasure trove where you can find something different you would not see on the high street." Supporting other makers is at the heart of Unlocking Treasures, and Melissa said she is passionate about using her space to help fellow independents reach new customers. She said, "I am passionate about supporting local businesses and giving them a place to shine, as not all of us can get into the likes of John Lewis for trading. We need to support the community and people like myself and give them a place to sell, and that is why my shop is all about local makers." Melissa said being shortlisted in the Best Independent Retailer Top 10 felt surreal. She said, "It is really exciting to be recognised. Opening the shop was a big step for me after starting online and at markets. So to see people supporting it and to be in the top 10 means a lot. It makes all the hard work feel worth it. It all feels so surreal." The Darlington boutique is up against 9 other independent businesses from across Darlington and County Durham in the Northern Echo's Best Independent Retailer 2026.
2 arrested after car crashes into police car in Darlington. 2 teenagers have been arrested after a VW smashed into the back of a police car in Darlington and ended up on its side. The Golf crashed into the back of the marked police car on Arkle Crescent just minutes after police patrolling the area were told a grey Volkswagen had failed to stop nearby. The VW ended up on its side and struck a bollard, and the 18-year-old driver fled the scene. A passenger in the car, a 17-year-old boy, was arrested at the scene just after 4 p.m. on Bank Holiday Monday, May the 5th, and the driver arrested nearby after a foot chase. They were both taken to hospital to be checked over, then taken into custody. Meanwhile, the two officers were also checked over at hospital, with one suffering a suspected broken nose and the other left bruised. Both are recovering at home, Durham police said. Pictures show the VW on its side after the crash, with its windscreen smashed, roof dented and bonnet up. The police car's rear driver's side was crumpled, with its wheel buckled out of place as it was taken away on a recovery truck. The driver was arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving, failing to stop, theft of a motor vehicle, no insurance, failing to cooperate with a preliminary test, possession of Class A and Class B drugs, and possession of an offensive weapon. The passenger was arrested on suspicion of theft of a motor vehicle and possession of an offensive weapon. Anyone with any information is asked to call Durham Police on 101, quoting incident reference 300 of May the 4th.
TikTok born funky fidgets shop Darlington makes Echo Top 10. A family run fidget toy shop in Darlington, born from a TikTok lockdown idea, is another shop named among the finalists in the Northern Echo's Best Independent Retailer 2026. Funky Fidgets Shop on Borough Road started when founder 16-year-old Alex Stubbs began selling fidget toys online during the COVID-19 lockdown, before growing it into a full-blown shop which now attracts customers from across the country. Since opening 2 years ago, the business has gone from strength to strength, with Alex's mum, Melissa Brunskill, having quit her job in 2021 to support the shop full-time. The toys range from teddies to putties, lanyards, joke toys, poppers and more, which are used for fun, but are also often used as sensory objects for the SEN community. The brand has built a large online following with hundreds of thousands of TikTok followers and an online store that sends parcels as far as Australia. Funky Fidgets has now become known for its two-hour queues outside on busy days, and Melissa says the level of demand still feels surreal. She said she felt honoured that the business had made the Best Independent Retailer Top 10. Melissa said, "We are honoured to be in that top 10. We were not even aware we had been put forward. So to find out we are up there with the other finalists is absolutely amazing. It feels a bit surreal, to be honest. Some days there have been queues outside the door and people waiting a couple of hours to get in. We do really feel like we are riding a wave." She added that the family is hugely grateful to everyone who nominated and supports the shop. She said, "We can't thank our customers enough for all the support. We are so grateful to everyone who has voted for us and supported us, and we are really looking forward to the final." The Darlington Toy Shop joins fellow finalists Occasions Framed, Durham Vintage, Unlocking Treasures, The Cheese and Wine Shop, Pretty Knits Wool Shop, Flowers by Natras, Bobby B's Baby Boutique, From Loft to Loved, and Inspirational Home and Gifts in the race to be crowned the Northern Echo's Best Independent Retailer 2026.
£5,000 animal welfare fines introduced in Darlington. New fines will be introduced to clamp down on people committing animal welfare offences. Darlington Borough Council cabinet members have approved plans to introduce new powers which enable it to fine people between £350 and £5,000, depending on the severity of the incident. The local authority currently issues licences for animal activities such as dog breeding, boarding, hiring out horses, selling animals as pets, and keeping or training animals for exhibition. Fixed penalty notices, FPNs, will be issued if a person continues to trade without a licence, continues to breach their licence conditions, or obstructs an officer. Councillor Jim Garner, Cabinet Member for Stronger Communities, said we have a duty to protect animal welfare, and the introduction of the FPNs will strengthen our ability to act quickly and consistently where standards are not being met. These penalties will help ensure that anyone operating animal-related activities in the borough follows the rules designed to keep animals safe and well cared for. Darlington's licensing department has prosecuted several people for unlicensed activities, where penalties have included fines and costs since the introduction of animal welfare regulations in 2018. Councillor Garner added, by tackling issues such as unlicensed trading, breaches of licence conditions, and obstruction of authorised officers, this new measure reinforces our commitment to safeguarding animal welfare and promoting responsible practice. The use of FPNs provides a fair and proportionate way to address lower-level offences, while sending a clear message that the well-being of animals in our community will always be taken seriously. The maximum amount specified in a fixed penalty would not exceed £5,000, with the actual amount of each FPN determined on an individual basis. Fines would be halved if paid within 14 days. A council report added, the use of FPNs for low-level criminal offences enables cases to be dealt with proportionately, quickly and consistently, without the need to take cases to court or to require an admission of guilt. Each FPN will be calculated by the investigating officer after determining the culpability and harm caused by the offence. Once the culpability and harm have been assessed, the investigating officer will adjust the FPN amount based on any aggravating or mitigating factors considered.